Okay, so it's tight now for ons onderhoud. And it's the launch of Nao's Diary 2020. It's a transmedia marketing campaign. It's in support of World Stroke Awareness Week, which is currently underway. It started the 29th of October, and it's going to be taking place, or rather it has taken place, until yesterday, 3rd of November. So the reason why it's so relevant to us here is because Africa has got the highest rate of hypertension. And what happens is that hypertension in this population manifests itself in the form of a stroke. So this morning we are chatting to representative of Prosperity Food Co. and international model Hannah Mather, who is highly invested in social justice through the root of nutrition. Good morning, Hannah. Welcome to the show.
Morning here. Thank you so much.
So Hannah, can you tell us why you decided to be a part of this type of campaign?
I decided to be a part of this campaign because I recognized that this was an avenue that had been largely ignored in terms of social activism, especially amongst the young. And ultimately, I want to be of service to others. And this was the area I best saw fit. You know, there are so many things that are out of our control. Which can be hugely frustrating. You know, for example, it's easy to engage in conversations about problems in our government, but, you know, again, they're largely out of our control. But what we put in our mouths and how we nourish and care for our bodies is a whole lot more in our control. And I think it's important to think not about what the world, you know, can offer you, but what you can offer the world. And I just also think that the plight of chronic illness, generally speaking, is under-vocalized. Considering how badly it affects our community. And I just wish to work to illuminate these issues, especially the young South Africans, to restore our agency.
So this campaign consists not only of yourself, but also social entrepreneur Yolanda Methven. So how did that journey come about?
Good question. So I knew Yolanda personally. I knew her because she was friends with my mother. But to be honest, I became quite conscious of how important it is to seek mentors in your life and in your community. And, you know, growing up as a girl, I realized that all the people I admired who were in my life were generally men. And I mean, it makes sense just because, you know, most of the books that you read at school are by male authors and the athletes that you love are generally men. And unconsciously, I was seeking a woman or just women generally, who reflected the kind of person I wanted to be in the world. And I knew very little about Yolanda or what she did, but I sensed immediately from her presence and her energy that she was a person that I wanted, that I looked up to, and I thought that I could learn from. So, you know, I just asked her if there was any way I could get involved in any capacity in any projects that she was running at the time, and this was something that we came up with together.
Okay, so now this morning we're chatting to Hannah Mather from Prosperity Food Co. and international, but she's also international model, about this campaign. What role do you feel does a healthy lifestyle play with strokes and hypertension?
I think it's the most vital role, to be honest. You know, with all illnesses, they have a lifestyle component, and I think it's the largest component. It is what we put in our bodies and our minds which play the largest role in what makes us sick. And it is also the part that we have agency over. You know, living a healthy lifestyle can be hugely preventative for experiencing chronic illnesses like stroke and hypertension.
Hannah, also, do you have any sort of tips or advice, you know, for someone who is perhaps not that keen to switch to a healthy lifestyle? You know, it's a complete life-changing thing that you're doing when you actually decide, okay, this is what I'm going to do. Because some people do actually have the symptoms, or some are maybe at high risk of developing hypertension, which could then develop a stroke at a later stage. So do you have any tips or advice for us?
For sure. I mean, I would say that start small, you know, implementing small habits. It's easy to fall into this like all or nothing thinking, which I feel can set you up for failure. You know, changing one's life is a process, and it's really not an easy one. Discipline shouldn't be play the biggest role. Willpower can be used, but you know, it runs out. I would suggest making small incremental changes. You know, for example, eating home cooked food instead of eating out all the time. You know, saving takeaways for occasions. Just reducing the amount of processed foods that you're eating. You know, I used to be very addicted to Coca-Cola. So to get myself and stop drinking so much Coca-Cola, I would, you know, mix water and Oros or a cordial or even an appetizer, just because I knew that that had a lot less sugar. Even though it still had sugar, it was a lot less. And doing something good for you requires no discipline when you like and enjoy it. So I think it's about, you know, finding foods that you really enjoy. Even with exercise, it's the same. you need discipline less and less when you actually enjoy what you're doing what you're eating.
So true. And I
also find that when you start eating better, your palate actually changes and what you crave for changes as well. So again, discipline becomes less and less of a component.
So true. And I'm loving what you're saying when you say start smaller, because I think so many of us get so overwhelmed and all we want to do is, okay, this year I'm going to do it. I'm going to be healthy. I'm going to exercise. I'm going for it. And then, you know, like 2 months down the line, you're kind of like fizzled all out and you've lost that momentum. So start small and also adjusting it to your lifestyle to make sure that it suits you the best way. And that would actually be a great way to start. Thank you. Thanks for joining us this morning. It was so great chatting to you, Hannah.
Thank you so much for having me, guys.
Thank you very much. Enjoy your day.
You too. Have a beautiful one.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye.